Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our new ritual, checking in with each other through this podcast, sharing our love, our passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, and life. Our new ritual. So today is a great day. My wife delivered our baby daughter, Brooklyn, last night. Mom's doing well. Baby's doing well. Mom was incredible with a natural delivery. Boy, I have so much respect for the pain that mothers go through birthing their children. But this little girl, through this latter part of the pregnancy and then this birth, has already given me a heart attack. Already would have me losing hair if I had some on my head. I'm going to tell that story in another podcast. So everything is great. Very excited. Adjusting to a new life. And boy, just on cloud nine here. Very surreal experience. So I wanted to share that with you. You know, today I want to talk about camaraderie in the gym. Gym camaraderie. Do you have buddies? Do you have bros in the gym who you not only connect with, share your passion for training in the gym, but maybe do some other things with them? And I'm not necessarily talking about guys who you went to high school with that happen to work out in your gym, or guys who you work with who happen to work out in the gym. I mean, these are just your gym bros. The only reason why you're connecting, you probably don't have anything in common, or your paths would have never crossed if you didn't go to the same gym, sharing your passion and desire, and that same level of intensity, they match your level of desire for bodybuilding and training. And you know, I want to encourage you, if you don't have that type of setup, you know, the benefits, how awesome that would be. I tell you, God, when I look back at all my years of training, everything I've accomplished, all the traveling around the world, you know, the trophies that I won, national championships, you know, all the suffering and the dieting and the victories, the ups and downs and all arounds. When I look back, probably the thing that I value most was when my first couple years of training, and I would go down to Medina's gym in Dublin, California, up near the San Francisco Bay Area. And this wasn't just a gym, nice on the inside. It was more of a hardcore gym. If there really is such a thing. There aren't too many hardcore bodybuilders. So if you had a gym just for hardcore bodybuilders, you probably would go out of business. But it wasn't the fancy, frilly type of gym. Great gym, though. And it was in this commercial building district. And that's when the first gym that I really joined that really started me on this path. And I haven't looked back and been training ever since. And but when I look back, it wasn't just being new to bodybuilding and training and then realize, wow, this is what I was put on this earth to do. It was finding guys who had that same desire. And I think back, like on the Saturdays. Here we are at Saturday morning, sunny outside. I just think back to those days where, you know, I talk about getting in and out of the gym, intensity, brevity, you know, that sprint type mentality. You're in and out of the gym within an hour, okay? Well, you know, back in those days, you know, training was, it was really for fun. It didn't become this profession like it's turned out to be. And so I really didn't care how long I was training in the gym. I have no idea how long I trained. I don't know, an hour and a half. I don't know, maybe some long days, 2 hours. But that wasn't it. It was just Saturday. It was, you know, I had a job, worked hard during the week, and Saturday was my day off. And I just look forward so much to going there in the early afternoon, and there'd be like Manuel, and yeah, there's one gentleman who I can't remember his name, but this guy was like, he was like crazy passionate. He was like a 45-year-old probably at that time. And he used to just compete like every single weekend. I mean, this guy was just crazy. And back in those days, you know, with the clown pants and the fanny packs and the do-rags. I mean, those are back in those days. I mean, he used to have the whole getup. And, and Eddie and all these guys. And we would train on Saturday, but it was really just our way to connect and share our passion. And, but I remember, like, you know, Manuel, like, he's the one who really kind of knew all about, like, pro bodybuilding and things like that. And, you know, I just kind of went in there to train him. And he happened to work at the GNC. He was behind the counter clerk at GNC while he went to school. And so he would bring in those muscle magazines and things like that. And funny story about Manuel is, like, I think that I met him, like, he got off, you know, his shift at GNC, I don't know, at 2 o'clock. And so I met him there, or maybe it was beginning his shift at 2 o'clock. And I remember walking from his car as he was going to the job, and he had his chicken and rice in his Tupperware containers. And I just remember, you know, he dropped one on the ground and it all spilled over. And again, I was new to this whole bodybuilding thing. And I just remember, like, just the look on his face. It was just like death. It was like somebody actually just killed his dog, you know, him dropping his food on the ground. Now, I could definitely, you know, what evolved with my own bodybuilding career, I could definitely empathize and relate to that feeling. But at that time, I couldn't. I was just thinking, what the hell? So what? You dropped your chicken and rice. But I just remember that look on his face. Like, and maybe you can relate to that, too, if you're really into this. But how, I just thought that was just so weird. Like, what, dude? You just dropped your chicken and rice. Just that look on his face. That was, like, one of my introductions to the whole bodybuilding lifestyle. Manuel was just a great guy, just loved the gym. He knew everything about it. He was a guy who was always on a permanent bulk, you know, always bulky. As a matter of fact, you know, I went back to this area. I was just happened to be in the mall in that area. And this is some, I don't know, 20 years later. I did happen to run into Manuel. Didn't see him in that long period of time. Of course, you know, he followed, you know, my career, because this was at the beginning. When I never even entered a contest, when we used to hang out. And, you know, it looks like Manuel doesn't train anymore, but he's still on that permanent bulk, even took that to a few levels higher, right? But Manuel loved training. And he's the guy who introduced me to bodybuilding. He took me to my first show. Like I said, he was so into it. And this group, from the gym, we all got together and we went to San Jose, California, which is, you know, just an hour away from where our gym was. And it was Paul Love happens to be Flex Wheeler's father-in-law. And he used to run this big San Jose pro show every year. And he would always get the best guest posers. So my very first professional, well, this wasn't, it was an amateur NPC show that had the guest posers. And so at that show, the guest posers were Sean Ray, Lee Labrada, Mike Christian, Diana Dennis, and Vince Taylor. Those are all the guest posers at this show. And again, so I'm new to this. Happened. This must have been, like, I don't know, within about about 6-8 months or so since I started. Definitely within the first year, I started training on a consistent basis. So this kind of blew my mind, seeing these pro bodybuilders, because I started looking at all the magazines and everything like that. And I remember a couple things. One, at the night show, I happened to go in the bathroom the same time as Sean Ray. And, you know, you don't, at that point, when you're brand new to training, you don't understand that, you know, what a guy looks like when he takes his shirt off, or that dense muscularity that they have. You just see them with their shirt on. You see they're shorter than you, and you're thinking, hey, you know, I compare favorably to this guy. I mean, hey, I'm maybe not as big as him, but, you know, he's this international superstar. And I just remember that, you know, when I was in the bathroom at the stall next to him, you know, thinking that, hey, he's not that much bigger than me. You know, the funny thing is that since that time, as I've had guest posings, you know, all over the world, I have seen so many amateur bodybuilders do that same thing with me. the exact same thing. You know, you could tell they're sizing me up in the bathroom that same way. So, and another thing happened at that show is Vince Taylor. Vince Taylor was a guest poser, and I made the time to talk to him. And the thing that was very inspiring to me about Vince Taylor was that I read that he started bodybuilding when he was 27, and that's how old I was. And so it was a real inspiration for me that this guy could ascend to such high levels and starting at that age. And actually, I got a chance to talk about that specific topic with him. And, you know, so it wasn't just you reading the magazine and being inspired by Vince Taylor. I got to actually talk to him. But a funny thing about all the guys afterwards, you know, after the show, we all were walking in downtown San Jose. And I remember I was just so inspired. And I said, you know, I'm going to enter a bodybuilding show. And I remember Manuel going, yeah, and drug free too. And all the guys started busting up laughing and everything like that, you know. So I just remember that. Again, I didn't know nothing about bodybuilding, competing, shows. It was just introduced to this whole new lifestyle. And the people who were involved, really, as I look back, it was like the biggest memory, the biggest takeaway, the richness as I look back. And I want to know if you guys have that. You know, that one gentleman, God, I can't remember his name, the over 45-year-old guy. At that time. So, boy, he must be like, 65 or something right now, but probably still competing too. I just remember how I thought, oh my God, this guy's like 45 years old and he competes in these bodybuilding contests. Again, how strange that was to me at the time. But, you know, he used to always be he was just the nicest guy, so supportive of me. And so here I'm training. I remember one Saturday, we were there for like a long time, and you know, just, it wasn't about training. It was about connecting too. And I remember I was doing Scott curls, right? And he goes, oh, good one, Skip. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah, this is for a cover of a magazine. And I just remember that, just planting that seed. Wow, what if I could someday be on a cover of a magazine? You know what I mean? I just remember that. I remember going to the Sizzler afterwards. And, you know, I don't have this big love for Sizzler anymore, but I just remember back in those days, and I don't know if there's so many Sizzlers around, and you guys may not even know what a Sizzler is, but it was, you know, a lot of places now have this all-you-can-eat salad bar, but Sizzler had this, one of the first all-you-can-eat salad bars, and then, you know, everything that goes along with it. It was a really good deal. It was a really good deal for bodybuilders. That was our place to go, and just to eat as much food as we can. I remember those Saturdays after working out, us all going down to the Sizzler. Yeah, just some great memories, Saturday afternoons, sunshine, Medina's gym. And so, like I said, I know you got in this day and age that, you know, with Facebook, our connection, we connect with people all over the world who we really don't know. Our friends on Facebook are people we really don't know. We're texting people somewhere else when there's a person right in front of us that we came to visit or we're having dinner with. We're texting somebody else. And you know what? Look, I'm the same way. Trust me. I don't want to sound like some cranky old man. You know, back in the old days, because, you know, I consider myself, you know, advanced with technology. I use it all too. And I've lost that connection myself. But I just tell you is that, like I said, everything, like you guys see what I've accomplished or what level I've taken to bodybuilding and training and maybe, you know, the contest or the traveling that I've done and things like that. And you might think, wow, that's, you know, an impressive thing to do. If I could do that one day, I'll tell you, with all of that, there's something that you can do like right now. Right now, to get, again, out of all my memories, those memories, that real connection is what stuck out. You don't have to become a champion bodybuilder or travel around the world to do all that. You know, I'd tell you, you guys take a lead. And, you know, you should do this and tell me what you really think about it. I mean, if it's as awesome as I say. Maybe you won't be able to appreciate it till later, but you know, go around the gym. You know, see some guys. Hey, what's up? You know, there are Saturdays. You know, people when they train on Saturdays, you know, they're not usually as rushed. They're hanging out a little bit more. You know, you might want to say, hey, you know, hey guys, you want to get together and go get something to eat afterwards. You know, maybe some of those guys, like I said, you wouldn't normally talk to, but you respect. They train their ass off in the gym. You have that connection from a whole different world. That'd be a cool little thing to do. And you step up and you initiate that whole thing. You know, make a day out of Saturdays. I mean, what are you going to do? Train in the gym, what, then come home and get on Facebook and connect with people that you really don't know? Or do you have people around you who you share this passion for bodybuilding and training with, real people, right? And you initiate something where maybe you guys can get something to eat after. Yeah, like I said, man, those were the days. Those were the greatest memories of all the things that I've been able to do with this, you know, bodybuilding and training. Those were the memories that I look back on the most fondly. And I don't want you guys to miss out on those. So it's a suggestion. I want you to do that and try that out. Saturdays at Medina's gym with Manuel, the 45-year-old guy that competed every week that I can't remember, and all the contests. Great memories. I want you guys to have some of those. And it really will augment your love and passion and then your execution and follow-through for this whole bodybuilding and training, getting with those like-minded people, at least like-minded, you know, in the gym. And again, you know, instead of hanging around who people who think exactly like you in all areas of your life, maybe the same age, maybe, I don't know, the same type of job, you know, get people who may come from different walks of life where your only passion is bodybuilding and training. You know, try that out. All right. Tell me what you think. All right. So have a great Saturday. Thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Thanks for visiting skiplacour.com. Thanks for joining my Facebook page and getting involved in this discussions. And if you're not, go to facebook.com/Skip LaCour page. All right. So have a great day. Thanks for this morning connection. And we'll talk again tomorrow.